thing. Am I good? Okay.
This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. And we're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. We're thanking God for what we have here. We have the teachings of God, the Word of God. And truly, we strive to obey what God is calling us and asking us to do, to obey His commandments. And we're thanking God how we're blessed. We're blessed because we're walking in the counsel, not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. And we're not standing in the way of sinners. And I thank God how God has blessed me to receive the Word of God, to walk in His ways, to receive the one that He has sent. And I'm thanking God for that. And now we present unto you our great pastor, the pastor of God's Covenant Church, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, Elder Batiste. Elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you in this door of utterance. Yes. We're grateful for our great Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand they took here in Los Angeles and in Port Clinton, Ohio. They're with the Master, and we are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. I want to touch on the Lord, how He is a revealer of secrets today. And I'd like to get over to you how the world don't know that His Word is a secret that has to be revealed and opened up to you if you choose to live for Him. We want to sing a song today called God is Calling, because God truly is calling everyone that have an ear to hear. Before we get into that, we have a poem from our sister Tatum. Thank God for our sister Tatum. She's been with us a number of years, and she's been writing poems, and they have great meaning. And at this time, our sister Tatum. Thank God for your sister.
God is everything we need. He's hope when there's nothing to hope for. He's a friend when there's great despair. He's strength in a time of weakness. He's there when you need a prayer. He's peace in a time of trouble. He's comfort in a time of pain. He's joy in a time of sorrow. In a drought, He's much needed rain. He's safety in a time of danger. He's security in a time of fear. He's light in a time of darkness. His presence is always near. He's never late when we need Him. He's always there on time. And He's everything we'll ever need to give us a peace of mind.
Thank God for our sister Tatum. Beautiful, thank God. These poems have meaning, and we're grateful for our sister Tatum.
God is calling.
God is calling.
God is calling.
God is calling.
He's calling.
Come.
God for our Deacon Debbie. We want to have our announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. We hope you enjoyed the poem from our sister Tatum and the number from the ensemble. We want to talk about God, a revealer of secrets. First, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. But this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe the scripture. I believe on the Lord as the scripture hath said. And the scripture has got to be rightly divided. Daniel 2 and 47. We thank God for Brother Daniel. He's with the master. He was a prophet. He was a eunuch. God used him mightily like he used Joseph in Egypt. He used him in Babylon, as he did other prophets. Daniel 2 and 47.
The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods.
Your God is a God of gods. Every knee gonna bow. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He came to grips and let them know, I got magicians, I got astrologers, I got funny stuff here, but you know what? Your God is God of gods. Mm-hmm. What? Yes.
And a Lord of kings.
He's a Lord of kings. Because we only got one Lord.
Yes.
One faith. One baptism. He's a Lord of kings. What?
And a revealer of secrets.
God is a revealer of secrets. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Secrets that have been kept since the foundation of the world. And when you live for God, that's our plight, to discover what God have in store for his people. It's secrets that the world cannot see. A revealer of secrets. What?
Seeing thou couldest reveal this secret.
No one can reveal the secrets of God unless God send them. It's got to come from God. And these potentates and these so-called ministers and whatever they might be, they can read the scriptures from Genesis, Revelation 24/7. They'll get nothing because it's hid. It's given unto God's people to know the mysteries of the kingdom, only to the people of God. Read the first verse, 2 and 1 in Daniel.
And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams wherewith his spirit was troubled and his sleep break.
You got a whole lot of ministers dream dreams and get into scripture, and the scriptures are like a dream to them because they have no understanding what it means. And they call in ministers from all over the states trying to bring in their version of what the scripture means. Got all kind of books on revelations, and all of it is carnal and natural. But there's not the answer. Read.
Then the king commanded to call the magicians.
What?
And the astrologers.
There's one thing about these so-called churchgoers. When they have ailments and problems, they'll go to magicians, astrologers, soothsayers, palm readers. They go anywhere. They can be Baptist, they'll go to a Methodist. They can be Methodist, they'll go to Seventh-day Adventist. If they think there's a healing line going on, anything to get what they need. King had everything he needed set up. Out of one of these, I should get an answer. What?
And the sorcerers and the Chaldeans.
What?
For to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king.
What?
And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to
spirit
know the dream.
Spirit is troubled, but God gave him this dream, and suffered for him to forget the dream. So these soothsayers, magicians, they couldn't lie to him because they were known for that. Mm-hmm. And he knew they were just saying things about a time. Mm-hmm. What?
Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac.
What?
O king, live forever.
Oh, they love to pump you up. I didn't know his living was on the table here, but just live forever. That means they really wasn't about him living. They wanted him to die. But oh, live forever. And just pump him like he's a good master.
Right. Exactly.
Go ahead.
Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation.
We're going to lie to you. Just tell us the interpretation. Now, how are you going to prove it? So God fixed it up real good.
All right.
What did he say?
The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If ye will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill.
Work with that.
Yes, that's so
now
wild.
You were by the time before tell me all kind of junk. Yeah. What it mean?
Wow. That's
well, king, it means in 10 years, you going to be, your king will be doubled.
Exactly.
Now, he got to wait 10 years till it come to pass.
Right, right.
But you know what he said about that? What 8th verse say?
Yes. The king answered and said, I know of certainty that ye would gain the time.
Otherwise, you're going to tell me something will give you time. But yes. Well, I will tell the king the interpretation is going to happen in 5 years. I know we're going to be around for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Then if it don't happen, but maybe by that time I'll skip town.
Right.
I know you would gain the time. What?
Because ye see the thing is gone.
You see it's
me.
Going from, you're going to tell me anything. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Matthew's right quick. We'll come back to that.
Yes.
These preachers, they tell the people, can't nobody keep God's commandments. That was done away with. And the people are just like this king. Tell me about it. So now you, the Lord, died for your sins. Nobody keep those commandments. It's because they don't know the interpretation of what the commandments mean. They don't know what it means when Jesus came and died for the sins of the world. They don't know he came just like us. They don't know these things. 19, Matthew's 19, 16.
Yes, Pastor.
And they did to Jesus the same way. He was a king too. What did he tell him? 16.
And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
Well, it's got to be one good thing. Mm-hmm. Just one. Tell me what that is. No, it's 10 things.
Right, Pastor.
It's one means love God with all your heart, but it broke down 10 things. What did he say?
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one.
He called him on it. Mm-hmm. The other king didn't do that. Mm-hmm. He said, what are you calling me good for? Ain't none good but one. And it's a true saying today. It's hid from the people. If you're not one with God, you are no good. If you don't agree with God's word, you're no good. You're only good when you agree with God.
Right.
What?
There is none good but one. That is God.
What?
But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.
How plain is that? But these preachers tell the people, no one can keep the commandments. And why did Jesus say that? Because they're living in a dream world. They don't know God. They don't know his word. And more importantly, when you tell them, they don't believe it. He said it. If thou wilt keep the commandments, enter into life, keep the commandments. How plain is that?
Yes, very plain.
20th verse, what does it say?
Yes. The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet?
What did he say?
Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell.
But wait a minute, that
hast.
Means perfection is possible.
Yes.
And he said to him, no, if you will be perfect, go and sell that you have.
Yes.
Now, how do you know what you have? God got someone to tell you about it.
Right.
Most of the things that people have is what? They're secrets. Yeah. But God reveals the secret to his anointing and lets you know, you got to do this, you got to do that.
Yes.
Is that beautiful?
Yes.
And the reason why it's a secret, because when you find out what you discover what you have, is usually a problem.
Yes.
But they're secrets.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What did he say? Go and sell that thou hast what?
And give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me.
People don't want to follow the one that's revealing the problem. Let's go to 5 and 44. Matthew's.
Yes,
let's go there.
Beautiful. Yes.
We're going to get back to Daniel.
All right,
everybody knows the story.
All right, God.
Daniel's God is a revealer of secrets. And that's what we have here at 425. God revealing secrets.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful? If you come over here to 425 Laconia Boulevard, we're not going to get a chart and show you a bunch of winged beasts flying in heaven that Ezekiel described. That's not what's going on. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful? We're going to bring you the word.
Yes.
Matthew's 5 and 44. What does it say?
But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you.
What?
And persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven.
What?
For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good.
What?
And sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust.
What does the 48th verse say?
Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is
Why
perfect.
Why is perfection such a dream to the people? It's because these ministers tell them lies.
Right.
And they don't know the interpretation of God's word.
Yes.
It says, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is
perfect.
Let's read the 19th chapter again.
Yes.
19 and 21. Let's go back there.
Yes.
19 and 21, Matthew.
Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor.
Well, 25th verse say.
Yes. When the disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved?
Well, that's what most people say. Who can be saved? And these jackleg preachers say, well, can't nobody be saved. But you know what? He died for your sins. Everybody just accept the gift. No, that's not the way it works. If you accept his word, you got to keep it. Mm-hmm. You accept the gift, but you got to keep it. You got to do it. What does it say?
But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
Isn't that beautiful? All things are possible with God. Let's go back to Daniel, because he definitely made it possible for Daniel to get the interpretation of this dream and save many. Mm-hmm. Daniel 2 and 5, what does it say?
The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If ye will not make it known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill.
Isn't that beautiful? What does the 8th verse say?
The king answered and said, I know of certainty that ye would gain the time, because ye see the thing is gone from me. But if ye will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for
you. One decree for you. What?
For ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me.
That's what these ministers prepare for the people. Lying and corrupt words. The scripture let them know. The enemy said, I'll be a lying spirit in the mouth of all these prophets. What?
Till the time be changed. Therefore tell me the dream, and I shall know that ye can show me the interpretation thereof.
But 10th verse 8.
The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter.
What?
Therefore, there is no king, lord, nor ruler that asks such things at any magician or astrologer or Chaldean.
What?
And it is a rare thing that the king requireth, and there is none other that can show it before the king, except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh.
Well, God's dwelling is not with flesh. A fleshly mind is with the spirit. When you have the spirit of God with you. Isaiah 45 and 1. Let's go there. Isn't that beautiful? So many don't know who the Lord is. They got one lie going around. I said, there's a trinity up there. That's what it got in your concordance, a trinity. So now it's the Son, the Father, and then there's the Word or the Lord. Son is not up there. Says it's the Godhead. It might be called the Godhead. It ain't called a Trinity. And there's three, but these three are one. 45 and 1 says what?
Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden.
What?
To subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two leaved gates, and the gates
the
shall not.
The two levied gates.
Yes, Pastor.
And the gates shall not be shut.
Open, shut.
What? Yes.
I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight.
What?
I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron.
What?
And I will give thee the treasures of darkness.
God had the treasures of darkness. Mm-hmm. What? And the hidden riches.
And hidden riches of secret places.
What?
That thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel.
What?
For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me.
What?
I am the Lord, and there is none else.
Now there is none else.
Beautiful.
So don't say Moses is sitting on the right side of God. And don't say when it's the Lord, and then Jesus is on the other side of the Father. I am the Lord, and there is none else. What?
There is no God beside me.
No God beside me. Mm-hmm. What?
I girded thee.
What?
Though thou hast not known me.
What?
That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me.
So there's no angels beside him and 24 elders all by next to him. There's none beside him. Everything you see is God. It's the Lord. There is none beside me. That's what God is saying.
Yes.
What?
I am the Lord, and there is none else.
I what?
I form the light and create darkness.
Because God formed the light, because God is light.
Yes.
And what?
I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things.
I form the light and create darkness. So everything you see on the deepest part of space, God put it there. Isn't that beautiful? Darkness.
Yes.
Because before darkness, there's only light. Mm-hmm. God is everywhere.
Yes.
That means God is just light.
Yes.
But he created darkness. Yes. So whatever we see dark,
yes,
it's something beyond that.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's a secret.
Yes.
People think that was always like that. No, it wasn't. It was just light. Mm-hmm. But God created it. I know it's kind of deep to think
That's
about
beautiful.
That. Are we still on? Psalms 147, let's go there. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I love to think about the deep things of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And the salvation in it is to know with men some things. It's impossible. With God, all things are possible.
Yes.
That's what it means, all things.
Yes.
That means God can come here like a man and live this life and go back to glory without sin. Because all things are possible with God. Ain't nothing God can't do. He says, anything to have God. But don't you talk about my Lord. He didn't never sin. Just like you and I. And went back to glory. Psalms 147. And 15.
He sendeth forth his commandment upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly.
He sent his commandment upon earth. How many ministers are bringing the commandments? 19th verse, what does it say?
It says, he showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel.
God got to show it to you. That means he's got to open up your eyes to it. Many people read it. But he showeth his word unto Jacob. That means his anointed. And his statutes and his judgment unto Israel. What?
He hath not dealt so with any nation.
I believe that.
That's beautiful.
No other nation have God dealt with. That means there's many people all around the world read these scriptures.
Yes.
But he haven't showed them anything. It's a secret.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He hath not dealt with so with any nation. What?
And as for his judgments, they have not known them.
Wait a minute. Who don't know about thou shalt not kill, commit adultery, steal? They know about that. But it's got to be shown to you what they really mean.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful, Pastor.
Yes.
Did I read 20?
Yes, Pastor.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 29:29. Let's go there.
Yes.
Said, Pastor, I want to hear about Daniel. Well, we I don't have to keep going about Daniel. Everybody know the story of Daniel. I want to show you secrets. I want to show you what the world cannot see. And all that hear my voice, I want you to see what the world cannot see. And I know if you're not chosen, it's going to sound still foreign to you. Now he's back in the old Mosaic law. 29:29, what does it say?
The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever.
It belongs to us. That means God's people.
Yes.
That means the world can't see what you see. That what?
That we may do all the words of this
so
world.
Anything God show you when he show you secrets, it's only that you might believe and obey.
Yes. All right.
That's the whole point. Because you get to be convinced this is God and God let you see it.
Yes.
What nobody else can see. That ain't no different from a miracle.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Daniel 2:11, let's go there again. Thank God. Hey, we don't want to rear back and just holler, but ooh, Daniel in a lion's den. Nah, that's not the... And are we in a den with the lion? And are we coming through? 2:11.
And it is a rare thing that the king requireth, and there is none other that can show it before the king, except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh.
It's not with flesh. It's with the spirit what?
Mm-hmm. Yes. For this cause the king was angry and very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon.
14th verse.
Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to
Arioch, the captain.
The captain of the king's guard.
What?
Which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon.
What did he say?
He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty?
Why are you being so hasty? Mm-hmm. This is what happens when people come in to hear the word. So now, I want to ask you a question. Tell me this answer. And you say, well, I'll tell you what, let's get back. No, I want you to answer that right now. They think you're walking by. Don't tell me the answer right now.
Right, Pastor.
If you make up a lie, they'll believe it. But you say, well, let's deal with the subject, sit down, and let's see what God give me to give you understanding. Mm-hmm. Come back with me. They don't want to come back. Mm-hmm. Spirits called me today. Are we? Thank God. Read.
Yes. Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel.
Then
Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time.
Isn't that beautiful?
And that he would show the king the interpretation.
Isn't that beautiful? It's a wonderful thing to wait on God. Say, well, now I don't know all the answers to that. Just wait on God. It might be next year. It might be next week. Wait and let God give you the answer. And not try to just make up something.
Right.
Wait on God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
What are we reading? You read down 19, read.
17. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions.
Hey, he wasn't so lifted up.
No.
He made it known what he was facing.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, what you think it means. He didn't do that. He just made it known and said, be praying with me that God will give me the answer.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? Nothing wrong with that. What?
That they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that mm-hmm. Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon.
So in other words, be praying that we don't perish with the rest of this, that the Lord will give me the interpretation so we won't be like the rest of them perishing. Praying together.
Yes.
Not taking it upon himself, even though he had the gift.
That's
he went to God. He went and asked for
mm-hmm.
prayer.
Beautiful.
Pray with me. Let's pray to God. You know. Read. 19.
Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven.
Isn't that beautiful? Then he blessed the God of heaven.
That is beautiful.
Amos 3:7. Let's go there.
Yes.
Everybody knew what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It's a way you do everything. It's an order about God.
Yes.
And I don't mind saying, let's get back to this. Let's meditate on it. But I don't have all the answers. And actually, any answer I have, it ain't mine. If God don't give me the answer, I ain't got no answer. And that's why I always say, you pray with the leader.
Yes.
Pray with me. We're going to pray about a matter. Somebody asks you for prayer, say, I'm praying for you. How do you go beyond God or beyond your leader? Beyond your brothers and sisters, you pray together. There's strength in numbers. Isn't that beautiful? Amos 3:7.
Surely the Lord God will do nothing.
Well, let's read. Read it.
Mm-hmm. Nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servant, the prophet.
Now, do you think it only means prophet? Anybody? Huh? That's what it means. That's just reasoning. Because it was revealed to priests.